Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
STL is Y98.
In the Brett Mega Show on Y98.
I'm not going to lie. Kids are wild, man. It's the Brett Mega Show. What is up with kids and like bedtime? And they just want to have like these. You know who's also bad with this? Is my wife. It's kids and wives. At bedtime, they want to have like the deepest, biggest conversations, or just conversations that I am not a night person. I'm a morning person. I'd rather talk in the morning, obviously, have deeper conversations then. When I'm going to bed, I just like, good night, and I'm good. My son, I put him down to bed. He's 3 years old. And for his birthday, actually, just recently at a birthday, he got these like dinosaur eggs where you get to dig out a dinosaur.
Oh, the fossil stuff? Yeah. Those are the best.
Those are fun.
So he's been awesome. At a kick of these. We've been doing them, you know, after dinner, and he's been loving it, and he had this dinosaur, and he was like, and he learned the word extinct while we're doing that. So we're laying there, and he's like, why did dinosaurs go extinct?
Oh my gosh, that is a dark,
deep kind of conversation. Yeah. Since they're no longer around, will they ever come back? What do dinosaurs eat? If dinosaurs are around, where would they be? I'm like, bro, how many dinosaur questions do we got?
Yeah, wow. It's not even that you didn't like want the just normal questions. You got to dig deep for that.
I don't even dig deep. I don't know this crap, bro. Do I look like I belong in Jurassic Park?
Yeah, you just got to put the movie on for him, I guess.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I was like, damn, man.
Wow.
It's so funny with kids, though. My wife's same way, though. Like,
did you explain?
Oh, yeah. I tried to break down why dinosaurs don't exist. And I was like, look, basically, they're...
why don't they?
I said they're too big. And they eat people. No, I didn't say that it would be hard for us and dinosaurs because they were so large.
Yeah, to cohabitate.
Yeah, and so I said, and then
you
he was like,
"That's why."
Yeah, I think they. I don't. There's a lot of theories of what happens to dinosaurs. Actually,
Theodore up asking those questions.
Yeah,
the asteroid.
Oh, here we go. There's
the
an asteroid.
Made everything too cold. They couldn't survive.
There's theories about it. I thought everybody just thought that.
That?
Yeah.
I think that there was lack of food sources. I've heard that.
Let me get this straight.
And
is
the
there
food
not
chain
a definitive answer as to why dinosaurs don't
well,
exist
no
anymore?
Well, no wonder Theodore's asking. See? I'm confused too. I want to know.
Yeah.
The asteroid theory.
Yeah,
I
that's
feel
the
like,
asteroid theory. Yeah.
But I feel like it's a theory.
I didn't know it was a theory. Huh. I think I learned that in school.
See, I think the asteroid theory conflicts with like the big, it's like the Big Bang theory. And so it conflicts with religion.
Oh, well then I shouldn't believe it, I guess.
Amy's
I take
like,
it back.
Amy's like, I gotta rework my whole life. All because your 3-year-old asked him a question. I gotta rework everything in my life.
The all new Brett Mega Show. Live from...
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it. Back in 1978, a teacher in Rochester, New York, Mr. Moriarty, he was teaching a ninth grade class. So that's 50 years ago.
All right.
And he promised his class that during the next eclipse, which would be April 8th of 2024 in Rochester, New York, that his class would have an eclipse party. And I truly mean that.
So 50 years later, this guy
would
we'll
have a party
later,
in 50 years.
50 years later,
did
Mr.
He do it?
Moriarty had an eclipse party for his ninth grade class.
Did people come?
Over 100 people showed up.
Wow.
Because now you got all the kids that were in his class, their kids, and some even showed up with grandkids.
Wow. Oh my God.
So you gotta think, so the kids themselves are in their mid-60s now.
Yeah.
He's got to be like in his mid-80s.
Totally.
Crazy. Wow.
How fun is it? The pictures.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Great too. It's like all these people, you know, there's some older people that are in wheelchairs. You could see like some of the people truthfully from it looks like maybe the nursing home brought them to brought them to celebrate this. And so he had it and he couldn't believe the impact that he had on these kids' lives and that they remembered this.
Hannah, how do you feel about this? Because he has 50 years later, you felt like he could have a party every year because you feel like Eclipse had all the time. They waited 50 years for this, Hannah.
I do think it's cute that they all got back together, but anything Eclipse, I'm just going to think is a hoax. And yeah, they didn't need the wheelchairs. They could have gone when they were in their prime because this happens all the time.
What a cool story that 50 years, he kept a promise. When you make a promise, you keep it. What a cool story. Yep. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new CD rates at togethercu.org. Coming up at 6:22, a chance for you to win some Boys to Men tickets on Y98 St. Louis.
Wow! I feel good.
Your good news is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center with the Cardinals Game Time. It's the Cardinals and the Brewers. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in care. First pitch is Friday at 7:15 on our sister station, KMOX.
So fun. Well, TLC. We don't want no scrubs on Hannah's homeschool. So what we've done is, Hannah, you cannot look at our Instagram now because I actually posted an answer to one of the questions for Hannah's homeschool. So they have an advantage because we realized your record was getting too good. You're like 50 something and blah, blah, blah.
55.
Not to be specific. Mm. She's got 55 wins. How many losses?
14.
So now we're giving you an advantage. If you follow us on Instagram, Brett Mega Show, one of the answers to one of the questions for today's Hannah's Homeschool is posted on our Instagram.
Take away my phone so I don't look.
Yes. You can look on the Brett Mega Show, and then we'll give you a chance to win Boys to Men tickets here in a second.
The polls are open.
All right, let's do the poll today on the Brett Mega Show. So every single day, I give you a poll question to ask the room. Would you rather travel back in time with all your knowledge or travel forward in time without knowing what awaits you?
I would definitely travel forward. I don't like thinking about
making changes with some of the knowledge you've learned.
Going back in time. That like grosses me out. I would rather just spring forward and
does it have to freak you
back
out though?
Like,
they get a glimpse of your future?
No, I'd like it.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I'm all about it.
Kevin?
I'd like to go back and kind of be a witness to history. I'd also, you know, make sure that I, you know, hold up to that principle of don't touch anything. Don't mess with it.
Butterfly because, effect it?
You yeah, know, because that. If you touch anything, any little mistake in the past alters the future.
All right, Alex?
Yeah, I'm with Kevin on this. I think it'd be cool to go back in the past, but again, you don't want to, especially if you're happy with, you know, what you got now and you don't want to change too much.
I feel like I'd be mad going back in the past and then not being able to do anything about it. I just sit there like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, but there's maybe like, you know, for example, one thing you could do is maybe find the right numbers for like a Powerball or something.
Good point. You know? There you go. AB, what would you do with it?
I would definitely not want to go into the future. If you like spring into the future, you're going to miss things in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't want to miss anything.
You could get I think more so you're getting a glimpse.
Yeah, a little sneak peek.
I wouldn't want to know. That would ruin things.
I go back and forth here. I think one of the worst sayings ever that ever existed is no regrets. I hate that saying. People, you should regret stuff. Regrets is a thing.
Yep.
Because it means you learn something. Like, I do have a regret. I want to fix it. I've learned from my mistake, and I'm going to fix it correcting going forward. Yeah. I hate when people are like, no regrets. Like, why? You were a jerk, or you got into a car accident. You don't regret that? You would go do that again? You go smash into something? Like, you do regret it. You learn from it. You hope you don't do it again. So there's a part of me that's like, well, I like go back, fix up some mistakes I made. But I think I'm like, Hannah, I'm so dang curious about not necessarily me, more so my kids. Like, I want to see what they're doing, what they're up to. Like, if I can just go get a glimpse of where they're at and
then everything's going to be okay.
And everything's going to, and they're going to be okay.
But
choose
what if
the future.
They're not?
That's it. Yep.
Then I want to go fix it. I'm also trying to fix it when I get back.
But you skipped all that time in between.
I'd like to flash forward, see if they're good or not. And if they're not, let's make some adjustments. We got this.
The polls are open.
Okay, we posted an answer. So you're already up 1-0 against Hannah at this point. If you follow us on Instagram, Brett Mega Show on Instagram. But we're looking for someone to play Hannah's homeschool for Boys to Men tickets right now. 314-531-9898. Advantage is all yours. You get Boys to Men tickets, and if you're following us on Instagram, you already have an answer to one of the questions.
Thanks for listening to the Brett Mega Show.
Ashley, you ready to play Hannah at Hannah's homeschool?
I'm ready.
All right. Hannah's going to leave the room so she can't hear the questions because I'm going to ask you and Hannah the same 5 questions. You got to get more right than Hannah. You can do that?
I hope so.
Hannah just left already. You didn't even say hi to Ashley. I hope she kicks your ass. All right, bye. I hope you just kick her butt. She didn't even say hi. That was rude, Ashley. I'll tell you that much. All right, Ashley, let's do it. First question in our pop culture quiz is, what is the name of Taylor Swift's album that is coming out on Friday?
I don't know.
The I Don't Know album, all right.
The I Don't Know album.
The
perfect.
I Don't Know album. Okay, Taylor Swift's boyfriend, this Kansas City Chiefs player will host Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity?
That is Travis Kelce.
There you go. Which brand slogan is Think Different?
Think Different.
Prides themselves on thinking differently, coming out with new products all the time.
Apple.
Yeah, no hints needed for Ashley here. what country artist lost 70 pounds?
Jelly Roll.
Okay, yes. Yep. And then Katy Perry thinks Jelly Roll would make for a good replacement for her as a judge on what singing competition?
American Idol.
Okay.
Hey, nice job.
4 out of 5, all completely on your own.
Yes.
Let's see how Hannah does with no hints. We'll have her play next. Hold on.
Hannah's home.
All right, Hannah is entering the room on the Brett Mega Show. We are playing Hannah's Homeschool. Hannah answers 5 pop culture questions, the same questions I just got done asking. Ashley, you got to get more right than Hannah, Ashley, but I think you're going to have a good chance at it. Hannah does get the tie, but to even tie Ashley, you'll need to do 4 out of 5.
Ooh,
she got
deep breaths.
4 out of 5. Here we go. The same questions I just got done asking Ashley is, what is the name of Taylor Swift's album that is coming out on Friday?
The Tortured Poets Department.
That's correct. Just so you know, that's the only question Ashley missed. She thought it was the I Don't Know album.
I don't know.
Might be a good album. Could be a number one seller one day. This Kansas City Chiefs player will host Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity?
Travis Kelce.
All right. Which brand slogan is Think Different?
Think different.
Which brand slogan is think different? What brand prides itself on being different?
Apple?
Apple is correct.
Wow. Oh, man.
That was a guess, a Hail Mary guess?
Yeah. I literally almost said Sonic. I don't know why.
Okay, still have to get these next one of the two, the least tie. What country artist lost 70 pounds?
Jelly Roll.
That's correct. You're 4 for 4. And Katy Perry thinks Jelly Roll would make for a good replacement for her as a judge on what
American
scene?
Idol.
5-4. Yeah.
Wow. Nice job, Hannah.
That's a strong performance from Hannah. Although, Ashley, you had to put up a good performance as well.
Yeah, I had to make a lot of guesses.
Hey, but you got there anyway.
You got a good fight.
Yes, but you got to say this is Ashley and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Ashley and I got schooled by Hannah like the third time.
Hannah's homeschool.
All the things that I've got.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we're going to put 2 minutes on the clock, and you'll know what everyone's talking about. I'm just going to scroll through some trending stories here. And Hannah, you either tell me after hearing the headline that if you need details or not, you just tell me keep it moving or tell me more.
Okay.
The weird... What are you, Cardi B?
Stop! I was going on a ledge doing that, okay?
Yeah, you were trying to be cool.
Stop!
Everyone take a second and just realize that Hannah was really cool. You are so cool.
Thank you.
Headline reads, radio DJ is so cool, she uses...
Yes, let me hear all about that. That sounds right. Like a great story.
The weirdest things that people say on the radio. No, the weirdest things left by Uber passengers last year.
Oh, what are they?
Uber's 8th annual Lost and Found Index has just come out revealing the most surprising and most common items left in an Uber. A lot of the common items you'd expect, like phone charger.
Underwear.
Believe it or not, riders last year forgot their hair toupees, a live turtle, a tub of surgical implants,
what?
And a paternity test.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Okay, those implants might be expensive. If I was an Uber driver, I'd like sell those. Hey, no, under the table or something.
Who wants some used implants? There's an eBay for everything. Dirty headphone danger.
Ew, I don't want to hear about it. That's sickening. Everybody use a Q-tip and dig in your AirPods when you get home today.
And the headphones you wear every single day, like right now. Mm. How bad they are, you'll never know.
I don't want to know.
Starbucks gets spicy.
You know, no. I've been leaning towards Dunkin' more. And Starbucks gave me a dome lid, and I was so upset about it, and no one on the show cared.
She's like, wow. Starbucks gave me a dome lid. We're like, cool. Like, what does that mean? She's like, that's what they give to people they're worried about. I'm like, well, that makes sense. World's largest elevator can carry how many people?
How many?
235 people.
Whoa.
In one elevator. The world's largest elevator is in India. It carries 235 people. It's 26 square meters. It's a glass viewing experience with two sofas inside.
Hey, imagine getting stuck. Wow.
That's what everyone's saying. Yeah. Like, being stuck in an elevator sucks. Being stuck in an elevator with 235 people is a whole different level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But most times you go to the elevator, it doesn't need 235 people. You didn't even just get space. You got like stuck in a little apartment, I guess.
Yeah.
And he's like,
that doesn't really sound bad.
You get like a sofa and everything.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, we're going to kick off an hour of commercial-free music as soon as someone gets the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. Here it is in the Brett Mega Show. The number one thing women dislike being called. Hannah, don't call you what?
Don't call me annoying. I think that's like the worst insult to a woman is being called annoying. That annoying. Is like a personal attack. Okay. I will start crying if people call me annoying.
Okay.
Brett? Bite your tongue.
Not annoying. Old? Old. Women don't want to be called old. Alex, never call a woman what?
A Bia. The B word.
The B word. Okay.
That doesn't bother me.
You don't like... Okay.
I'm used to it.
All right.
Wow.
We learned some stuff.
AB, do not call me ma'am.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
AB hates when someone calls her ma'am. No one got it correct. 314-531-9898. Text in the words, ladies, that you do not want to be called. What is the number one thing when they polled women? They said, do not call me what? That answer's coming your way at 718. The answer's coming their way at 718. I will not call you that at 718. Except
Good
for
boy.
Hannah.
Mega Mind.
Brett Mega Show on Y98 St. Louis.
St. Louis weather.
The weather's brought to you by Ashley. This is home. Mostly cloudy evening showers today. High of 82. Rain tonight with a low of 48.
Mega Minds.
All right, we are commercial free on the Brett Mega Show, and we have the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. This is the number one thing a woman dislikes being called.
Oh, man.
Call me anything, but don't call me this. What is it, Hannah?
Oh, man, these texts are getting me amped up. Read them. I'm realizing all these things I don't like to be called. Mallory said crazy. That's a big one. Jensen says ugly. Teacher Emily says emotional. Jordan says clingy. We got one that says old lady. Don't call me kid. Don't call me cute. Who doesn't like to be called cute? The big bad C word.
Oh, the C word.
Definitely not that.
I thought that was going to be it. It's not the C word.
Nobody would want to be called that.
I thought nobody would want to be the
C word. Teacher Suzanne says a Karen.
That's a good one.
Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete said abroad.
Abroad.
Nobody got it so far.
What?
There's people that are close. The number one thing a woman does not want to be called is hormonal.
Mm. Ooh. Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
That is terrible.
Don't blame my hormones. They're like, oh, you're hormonal.
Yeah, that is going to result in violence.
Mega Minds.
We are commercial free. AB, make sure you don't call Hannah hormonal when you guys travel together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've been waiting for this break forever.
So AB has come to me and she said, Brett, I don't know what to do when I travel with Hannah. They're going on a work trip this weekend. And I brought it up to Hannah. I said, AB is nervous about traveling with you. And Hannah has no idea why.
They won't freaking tell me.
We haven't told her why. But AB needs advice. How should she handle traveling with Hannah, who's not hormonal, by the way?
Never.
We'll give her some advice in 3 minutes.
You, I guess you moved on really easily.
So Hannah has no idea why AB is stressed out about traveling with her. Something AB has been wondering, how do I handle this situation? And she needs your advice. 314-531-9898. If you can give some advice in this situation, because I feel like it's something we all have to deal with. If you have pre-check and the person you're traveling with doesn't, what do you do? Like, who do you go through the regular average person's line, or do you just go through pre-check and just keep moving and I'll see you at the gate? 314-531-9898. So the Fox is flying you guys out to Colorado. Mm-hmm. For you guys to go to see, is it the Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson the musical.
Michael Jackson the musical. And AB and Hannah are going out to go see this in Colorado and Denver. And AB's got pre-check. Hannah, you're not a pre-check girl, huh?
No.
Oh, no.
So I kind of think I just leave her.
Oh, 100%.
What?
100%.
Yeah, that's what this is about? This is what you've been, like, stewing over? Yeah,
because you make everything a big deal. But
okay,
she should leave you behind. You can't slow her up. AB has pre-check. You go through the pre-check. Say, I'll see you at the gate. It's gate, 20.
Mm-hmm.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And then you guys just meet up at gate 20 when you're ready.
No, yeah. I'm scared to be alone.
No.
Oh my God, the codependency crap you have to deal with Hannah.
Do you think you'll be able to make it through security on your own?
No.
Shut up.
Have you ever flown on your own?
No.
Is that true? You swear to God, you've never been on a trip solo.
I look like the type of person or seem? You know me. You know I would never travel alone.
Man, you're...
This is the thing.
This is what she's been holding. This is what she's been unpacking with her therapist. Her therapist keeps telling her, you have a codependency issue.
That's very true. Right.
Hey, yeah, you can't even go through a line. Yep. Yes, you gotta go through. You don't stand in.
You wrote about this in your prep. This is how much you've been stewing on this.
Because it's a thing.
This is the thing. I got TSA pre-check like a month ago, so it's new. And at first, I was like, "This is so stupid."
Yeah, you said you didn't like it.
Yeah, I was like, I knew none of my friends had it, so I was like, "Well, anytime I travel with them, I don't want to be a brat and go in the line by myself and make them wait. But now that I have it and I've used it a couple times in the past month, mm-hmm. I don't want to give it up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you gotta take full advantage
nice.
Of that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's nice.
Yeah, no way. You earned your pre-check status. You have to, because you have to like go to the airport and fill out all this extra stuff.
It was like $80.
Yeah. You don't not use your pre-check.
It would almost be, you know, insulting to yourself to not.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
No. Yes.
Don't insult yourself, AB. Use pre-check.
But the other part, everybody is saying use it.
And we got to use this as a learning. Right. You know,
no, this is not
Hannah.
A therapy test. My counselor put you up to this. No.
Okay, Alex, you travel all the time.
Does
your girlfriend have pre-check?
She does not have pre-check.
Do you
believe
have
it or not? I'm just A-list.
So
they won't let her go, you know, through with me.
But so you get to go through certain, as an A-list, you get to get on the plane first?
Yeah.
And you go on the plane
and
first?
And I go on the plane first.
See,
if
you have a status, you don't go down statuses. If you have a status, you stay up at your status.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, even if, like, say you have, like those, like, clubs they have, you go in the club and you get your free drink and your friend just stays outside the club. And that's how it works. No, I think that's the rule.
If I had
you don't go down,
I would wait with my friend.
But why?
Why?
Because I'm a good friend.
That does not make you a good friend.
AB with the pre-check.
You're a bad friend for making her, holding her back.
She has the opportunity to get through earlier, to get some seats for you guys, to get, you know, the place scoped out, to get some drinks, mm-hmm. whatever. She's going to make it ready when you finally get through in about 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
I thought we were going on this trip together.
She's got the opportunity to get stress-free.
Right.
And you're trying to add stress to your so-called friend's plate here.
If you make her go through the regular line, you're a bad friend.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
What?
Well said, Brett.
Yes. All right. Does anyone else have had this happen? Because I think this is a thing. I saw it like even trending on TikTok. People are wondering, what do you do if you're pre-check and you're traveling with someone who's not pre-check? How do you handle it? 314-531-9898. AB is honestly stressing about this because she knows Hannah's personality.
Yeah, Hannah will literally not talk to me the entire time.
She's going to make it a big deal, but that's not right.
Like, AB, you're pre-check. You shouldn't have to stress.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You've already done the work.
Right. And by the time she gets to you, the plane will already be gone. Yeah.
Okay, let's have this conversation right after Jack Harlow. Seriously, help AB deal with Hannah. We're commercial free on the Brett Megas Show. Taylor Swift's album drops tomorrow. Cannot wait. The Tortured Poets Department. And we got the album on vinyl for you. That's coming in 5 minutes, coming your way. But first, we're talking about how AB and Hannah have a work trip. AB has been asked to fly out with the Fox to cover the MJ Michael Jackson Live. Is that what it's called?
Michael Jackson the Musical.
Michael Jackson the Musical. And AB and Hannah are covering it. And so they're going out to Colorado to see this before it comes to the Fabulous Fox, report back. And they're going on this work trip. And AB's like, well, I'm pre-check. Do I have to wait when I fly out with Hannah? Do I have to get in the regular person, the ordinary
take
people
take my
line?
Shoes off.
Brett. Oh, my God.
We miss Santa. Brett.
You're going to make her take her shoes off, Hannah?
I don't know.
Okay.
Bad friend.
If you're pre-check and you are flying with a significant other, maybe you just started dating a guy and all of a sudden he's not pre-checked, you got to wait back for this fool? 314-531-9898. Hannah, you're saying people are just giving you a lot of crap on the text line.
Yeah,
huh?
I'm getting absolutely flamed on the text line.
Good.
See her at the gate. That's her problem, not yours. Life isn't always fair. There was a good advice that came in. It says download the Clear trial for free, then delete it when you get back. It's not pre-check, but it's faster than the regular line.
Yeah.
That's like a company.
Yeah. They're always asking for you to sign up for that. I don't know what they have. I don't trust them. I never am.
I like this one. It says, stick together. The world is crazy and anything can happen. And then we have a million texts saying, grow up, Hannah. Why is this woman acting like a whiny baby? Yeah. Lots of those. Thank you, everybody.
Anything could happen. One of you has to get to Colorado.
Alex, so not surprised that you would leave your girlfriend behind in the dust.
Two things. One, he does. He boards the plane. And remember we had this conversation when that lady went viral because she went and picked up Starbucks?
Yeah, here we go
And her husband got on the plane and flew without her.
Mm-hmm.
Alex sent us a picture last weekend of his girlfriend in Starbucks, and he said, if she doesn't make it, I'm leaving her.
And she told me. She's like, yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. Go. I mean, the plan's planned to leave at a certain amount of time. You got to leave at that time.
I wonder if that happens. If you're pre-check, would you leave without Hannah if she couldn't get on the plane because the security
level was legally allowed to get off once you're on?
That's what I'm saying.
Isn't that sketch?
It's quite an ordeal to get off the plane.
So basically she's saying, Hannah, what she just said is she's flying without you. Haley, you actually had this happen with one of your girlfriends. One of you was pre-check, one of you is not. What did you guys decide to do? Haley, make sure you turn your radio down.
Hey. Sorry. We just went to Charleston in February, and my friend, she stood in line with me.
So she's pre-check, and you weren't.
She did not do the pre-check.
So you held your friend back.
She waited in line with me, because like that person said, hey, you never know, anything can happen. So we stuck
very
together.
True. Very true, Haley. Thank
we
you.
We made the best of it. You know, a couple shooters. It was all good.
If you bring me shooters, I might reconsider.
I've been planning to make memories with you the whole trip, so that's what I thought we were doing originally.
Good luck.
I cannot wait for the memories they're going to make standing in the security line. Yeah. They're sure they're going to have tons of stories. You'll make tons of memories at the gate. Alicia, what do you do if one of you is pre-check and one of you is not? What do you do when you're traveling?
Well, so my husband and my two children, we travel out of the country at least once a year, and I'm the only one that has global entry, so I don't have to go through customs, so I leave my family.
There you go! Mm-hmm. Wow.
She's leaving her own blood.
Yes.
Her own kids.
Sorry. Wow. Hey, I went through all of it. You go through, you do it. Don't be lazy. I mean, it's 2024.
Get your pre-check.
Who was that message to? Was that to your husband? Don't be lazy. Go get the global entry, husband.
There's some passion behind that.
I love it. Thank you so much for the call. So what are you going to do, AV? Have you decided?
I guess I'm leaving Hannah.
Oh, yeah!
Wow!
I cannot. Okay. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, The Brett Mega Show, because I cannot wait for the picture of AB at the gate and Hannah at security.
Crying.
Taylor Swift's album on vinyl coming your way in 3 minutes. Commercial free on The Brett Mega Show, and without a doubt, the biggest album of the year is dropping tomorrow. Or like tonight/midnight, like 11 o'clock. We're like hours away from getting a Taylor Swift album. Like, how crazy is that? Yeah. It's called the Tortured Poets Department, and we got it on vinyl. It's going to be so cool. If you want that album on vinyl, the only place you get it is Target and with The Brett Mega Show. We got you right now. 314-531-9898. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Nelly has some big announcements. Not just one, but two. I'll tell you what they are in 3 minutes.
Hannah was telling us Nelly about to drop some grenades. We're going to give you a chance to hear what those grenades are in just a second, right after we tell Peggy. You just got Taylor Swift's new album, woo-hoo! Peggy! Congratulations! Yeah! One of the biggest albums of the year comes out in hours at this point. Taylor Swift's newest album. It's called the Tortured Poets Department. Album is only available on vinyl, in Target, and with the Brett Mega Show, and you just got it, Peggy. Congratulations.
Yay, thank you all very much.
Thank you.
My daughter-in-law's going to be very excited.
Aww.
Love it. Hold on, Peggy. We'll get your info to get you that. Same time tomorrow, we'll give you that album as it drops tomorrow. Now let's give you some Nelly news.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby.
St. Louis's own Nelly has been with Ashanti for a while, and she made an Instagram post revealing some big news about the couple. So it was a video where Ashanti is getting ready for a concert, and her mom pops in and asks how much time she needs. And Ashanti goes, I'm going to need about 9 months. Revealing.
Whoa!
She's pregnant with Nelly's baby, but that's not all. In an interview, she said, this new year of my life has been such a blessing and full of love, hope, and anticipation. Motherhood is something that I've looked forward to. And sharing this with my family, my fiance.
Wow. There was a lot of speculation.
And loyal fans who have been so supportive of my career is an amazing experience. So in that, she like bombed that Nelly and her are engaged. So she's pregnant. and engaged to Nelly.
There's been speculation, but we never got confirmation because he's used the term wifey, but that's a term of endearment.
Well, right.
And they're like, oh, are they pregnant? Is he having a baby? Because when he performed here in St. Louis, and now we finally got like the official confirmation. I'm happy for them.
Yeah, and what a cute reveal with her mom. Like, her mom was shocked, and so they planned that, obviously, with the video crew and everything.
Super, super cute.
Super cute. I love that. And I'm excited for a little Nelly baby. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
We are still rolling commercial-free on the Brett Mega Show. We're going to do the Throwback Throwdown, and it's a special week here in St. Louis because it's Rivalry Week for City, and that's inspired the Throwback Throwdown right after Beyonce.
This ain't Texas.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, I'm going to get the clock running on these trending stories. What I'm going to do is I'm going to scroll through the internet right now, take a look at stuff that people are talking about, and then Hannah, you tell me what people need to hear details on. Either keep it moving, scroll past it, or ooh, tell me some more details about that.
Okay.
Like a woman brings a corpse to the bank to co-sign a loan.
No, I'm scared. Keep it moving.
What? This is the craziest. I can't believe you passed on this.
I mean, it's just sickening. I don't want to hear that.
Wow.
She passed because somebody in that story passed.
Oh, yeah. Geez.
National High Five Day. Here's the trick to never screw up a high five.
I really need that advice because you know every time I swing, I miss.
I thought everyone knew this.
Look at the elbow.
Look at the elbow. Mm-hmm. That's the key. Huh. You don't look at someone's hand. When you do a high five, you look at their elbow and you get a perfect high five every time.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, give someone a high five today.
I still don't think that'll work for me. I'm so uncoordinated.
We'll practice afterwards. Maybe we'll put it on our Insta story. A restaurant will give you a free bottle of wine if you...
We need all the free things we can get. Tell us how.
Give up your phone. It's a restaurant in Italy.
Oh.
They said, hey, it's all like based off of your own, like you... Not mandatory at all. Not one of those things like you come into our restaurant, you have to. But if they say there's no strings attached, you put your phone in like a bucket to the side, we'll give you a bottle of wine to sit there and enjoy your meal with your significant other.
Wow, that sounds like they have...
On my girls' trips, we always do no phone dinners.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Does Hannah know this? Because you
are
guys are going
do
on a
that
girls' trip.
In Colorado?
No.
After you don't wait for me. And
how many CEOs are thinking of shifting away from the five-day work week?
How many? Let's see if this is a trend and it's going to happen to us.
30%.
Whoa.
Yes. A new poll said
that's a lot higher than I thought.
Yeah, 30% of CEOs said they're seriously considered a four-day work week or at least a four-and-a-half-day work week. They said that, look, they've studied this over and over again. And it's crazy because there's been so many studies that 10-hour work days, 4 days a week, productivity increases, employment, happiness increases, having three-day weekends, just work longer hours.
Odyssey CEOs, if you're listening, hi.
Yeah, we ain't coming to work tomorrow, guys. Sorry.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, so every single day, week on the show, the girls come in and they surprise the boys with something. And they said they're going to teach us a lesson about sliding in the DMs, whatever that means, in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. Yes, they do. They run the world, and they have to run when creepy dudes slide in their DMs. They have to run really, really far and fast. So every single week on the show, the girls bring in like a challenge or a question for the guys that they are curious, why the hell do we do this? Or do you know why the hell we do this? And this time it's about creepy guys in your DMs, huh, ladies?
Yes. So we're going to share real DMs that we have received, and we're going to set the scene for you guys. And we're going to ask you guys how you would reply to this, and then we'll share how we actually replied.
Okay, 100%. These are true DMs that you guys have gotten.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we'll go first. So let's see. Let's go with Alex. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to set the scene. You get this DM at 3 in the morning. Okay.
Is that when, who got it?
Me.
Okay. Hannah got this at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Okay.
So somebody messaged me and said, what are you doing right now? I want to play with you.
Oh, yeah. No, I blocked that person.
Shut up. No, you did not get that.
Wow.
I did.
Yeah, I blocked that person.
You just block?
And
as
I know
matter
this
of fact,
person.
I maybe report them their profile.
I know this person.
Brett, you've actually met the person that sent Hannah this.
Who did it? Guys, I need to know. Who did it?
I'll tell you off the air. It's, someone in this industry. Yeah.
It's in the radio industry?
Yeah,
Shut
and they
up.
Sent me that. So
that's juicy.
How would you reply, Alex, knowing that you know them and you're going to see them again?
Yeah, no, I don't reply.
You don't reply?
I block it.
I would say, oh, the park isn't open. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. No, that's not a good response.
Maybe
he wants to play.
Maybe
he just wants to go down slides and stuff.
Maybe.
Maybe.
No, you could have replied. You could have replied. No, nothing good happens at 3 in the morning.
I'm grounded.
Yeah, right. Nothing good happens at 3 in the morning.
Just be like, I'm 15.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I screenshotted that and sent it to his manager.
Did you really?
Yeah, that was
good.
Real.
No, that's how you do it.
Did you reply?
Wow.
No.
She screenshotted and sent it to the manager.
She let the manager
That's how a real woman
I have
does
not
it.
Gotten a DM since. AB, do the next one. We get these all the time.
Brett, what would you respond to this one? Hey, pretty, are you in... Oh, also, this was a response to our Make-A-Wish video.
Shut up. So AB got this?
Yeah.
You got this after we posted a wish being granted for someone with a genetic disorder.
Okay. Yes.
Someone responded with what?
Wow.
Hey, pretty, are you in need of a sugar daddy to take good care of you and help you pay your bills while I offer you weekly allowance of $7,000? We can discuss terms and conditions if you're interested.
Shut up.
Holy Be honest, Brett. Cow. How would you reply? $7,000 a week.
That's what it is?
$7,000 a week.
Like, is there a bonus structure?
Yeah, right, exactly.
He said you could discuss terms.
Yeah, like, yeah. What's my signing bonus? That's what I'd ask. Is there a signing bonus? What type of benefits are we working with? I would ask, like, a series of questions. What type of health insurance do you provide?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'd ask
That's
for.
What you would
So... Girls get sugar daddy DMs like at least like once a week, once a month.
Don't
like these come all the time.
Wow.
Yes.
Real accounts are spam.
No, these are real.
That's crazy.
Some of them look a little sketch, but then some of them are like real people with like sometimes like kids in their profile picture or wife.
No one wants to be my sugar daddy.
I used to respond and just be like, do you use Venmo? Because
yeah,
that's scam. Yes, because then the scammers will be like, no, I use this like weird app and I'm like, oh, okay, they're going to take my money or something.
Right. So I was like, let me get your bank account info to see if you can really afford me and then like wire transfer the money to my account.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So what did you reply to that?
To this one, no.
You didn't respond.
But in the past, I have responded to them.
And with the Venmo thing.
You
and I do
info.
Not have a sugar daddy, so.
Glad we aired
but
that
if you
one
want,
out.
But if you want to be your sugar daddy,
she's $8,000 a week.
Yeah, she's up for contract negotiations.
True fact, Anna, AB and I were comparing our like rates that we've been offered. So we're like, oh man, this is like competitive pricing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right. Next one. This is like, you know, DMs can be like funny, almost like the creepy ones, or they can be like this. And I share this not because it's necessarily funny, but this is because women deal with this. This is like a true side of DMs that women receive. This happened to me. So I started getting messages at first with nice things like, I'm so proud of you. I love listening to the Brett Mega show. And then they started escalating with, I see you all of the time.
Shut up.
And like, they would slide up on my story. Like when I would be somewhere, they'd be like, I see you here.
No, you did Whoa. Not.
And so then I stopped responding and then I blocked him and then he starts DMing your partner, your mom, your sisters, and your friends asking what happened to her.
What?
No. How would you guys reply to that?
This is not a true story.
This is true.
No way. This happened to you?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Hope man.
I'm calling the police.
You have to call
Did you take your boyfriend's Matt's phone? Did you take it away from him?
No.
I would send him
a picture of Matt shirtless and be like, this man will eat you. Hannah's boyfriend is jacked. That's what I would do.
Yeah. Wait, this is something that like, women deal with all the time.
This is my bodyguard.
This person messaged Matt? He's
yes.
a significant other.
Yes.
He is fearless.
Man.
I would never message your boyfriend.
I wouldn't either.
No way.
Yes.
His boyfriend looks like he just, like, he eats
Alex. He looks like
Alex.
Yeah.
I would never. That's a true story.
So the correct thing to do, women, if you're out there and you get these messages and they, you know, start to get in this, like, really scary area where you feel uncomfortable and it gets like really escalated, you should like contact an authority, let someone know that this is happening, make sure you're blocked, and just be aware of the situation and your surroundings.
Oh yeah, no,
so
that's
a little
a stalker.
PSA.
That's a stalker.
Yeah, that is a little PSA, but it is crazy the different DMs that women receive.
That's
from sugar daddies to psychos.
All joking aside, that does suck for you.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Stop DM my friends nice things, not weird, creepy things, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. Who won the world, girls? We appreciate you rolling commercial free with us all morning long. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Time Magazine released their top 100 list of the most influential people. I'll tell you who made the list this year at 8:35.
Thanks for listening to the Brit.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Every year, Time Magazine releases a list of their most influential people. It's a list of 100 people. And this list isn't always for necessarily like good people or good reasons. Like Hitler and Putin have been on this list before.
Yeah, it's influential, positive or negative. Right. They have a big influence in the world.
Right. And there's no ranking. So it's not like number one to 100. They're just categories. So some of the categories like artist, Kev, your girl Dua Lipa made it this year.
She belongs on it.
So did 21 Savage. Another category is icons. I was really surprised that Kylie Monet got on there.
All right. Interesting. Okay.
She got on there. Michael Fox got on there. Brett, your guy, Mark Cuban, the business shark, he made it on there.
Interesting. I think it's his first time on that Time Magazine list,
really?
Too. It's interesting, yeah.
He
has that pharmaceutical company where he's trying to like make it more affordable for people. That's
probably why
he got on it. Yeah.
That's right.
Another category is Titans. Patrick Mahomes made it, which is huge for him, the Chiefs quarterback. Kelly Ripa got on the list as well.
Interesting that Kelly Ripa made it.
I know. Some of these are surprising. Pioneer, the category for Pioneer is America Ferrara.
That makes sense. Yeah, it's a great one, especially after the Barbie movie.
Mm-hmm. So a Time 100 TV special will air May 12th on ABC, going over all the people who made it on the list this year. So yeah.
My guess is they'll probably reveal the covers then, because I know the covers are always a big deal.
Yeah,
there's like four or five covers, who makes the covers or not. You know what I surprised when I went through the list? And I was trying to figure out if you've been on it like last year, could you get on it again? There's some big names missing. Taylor Swift being one of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Not on the list.
How?
Beyonce not on the list this year?
Beyonce, definitely.
Like, Beyonce breaks genres this year, definitely belongs on the list this year.
It must be like a you're on it one time type of thing.
Well, maybe it goes to print so early, and that maybe that's part of it too.
I know that like how they do it, because there's like they take a lot of time with it. Like, some, like if you look at the list, yeah, like Tom Brady selects somebody because he was selected last year. So I know that you have to be selected by some of the other influential people, but I thought it was just weird that Taylor Swift and Beyonce did not make the list this year. Right. Two names that really popped out to
me. I think Beyonce, I feel like I'm a little even nervous to say this, but it is kind of refreshing to not have a list with Taylor Swift on it. Swifties
are
coming for my neck.
Oh, Hannah Gibbs. Hannah Gibbs.
Stop. I almost take it back. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah. It's time to go.
God, you need to make money. Speaking of stressed out, I know a lot of people do this when they're stressed out. Hannah does this when she's stressed out.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, Hannah does this all the time. ASMR.
Yes.
So you're like obsessed with this.
I am obsessed with it. I use it every night to fall asleep.
So what Hannah has done is, because we usually do like what's that sound like around this time on Wednesdays. Hannah's so good at this. I'm like, Hannah, why don't you find some ASMR sounds that you think that we would like? So she found very specific sounds, because each person's a little bit different, right? Like each person like looks for, and what is ASMR exactly? It's like when you hear like the little sound effects, right?
Yeah, they're just sounds. They're sounds that you like put headphones on and you listen to these sounds, and then they can like calm your brain down.
They're like amplified too, right? Like it'd be, what is that? That's
an ASMR of boiling.
Yeah.
You'll listen to that?
Yeah, I mean, there's different kinds. So what I did in this segment is I'm picking out different ASMRs that I think each of you guys would like.
I'm curious what you picked out for each of us.
That we would like. That's
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, all right. Let's do this at 8:55. Hannah's been so excited for this because this is Hannah's favorite thing in the world. She is obsessed with ASMR.
Mm-hmm.
So what is ASMR that you usually do to decompress?
ASMR is videos of sound. So you put on your headphones, you can close your eyes. Everybody do it in the studio right now. Relax, close your eyes,
right,
make sure both
it.
Sides of your headphones are on. And I picked out for you guys different triggers of ASMR that I think you guys would like the most.
So you do this every single night. You'll put on headphones and you'll listen and you just listen to these weird. Is there like a YouTube page you go to?
Yeah, I go on TikTok Lives a lot of the time.
TikTok Lives do this?
Yep, creators go on TikTok Live, and then I go on YouTube a lot, and I have a few of my favorite ASMR artists that I listen to.
Okay.
So, Alex, the trigger I picked for you is one of my top favorites, maybe my top favorite. And this is a 3-hour video that I listened to, and it
was
funny.
Oh, my God, you listen to a 3-hour sound thing?
Yeah, I fall asleep to it.
Oh, my God. Okay, go on.
Yeah, so...
don't tell them what it is first. Alex, close your eyes and tell me if you like this sound.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. I want to say...
Is that sand?
Ooh, it gives me goosebumps.
What is that?
I want to say... It's a mix between either trees blowing... or... potentially something like
Alex was
kind
really into
of frying
it.
On the grill on the
so wrong okay imagine this
it?
So imagine someone scratching your scalp like with their nails. It's like someone giving you a head massage, and I think the visual on that makes a difference because you can watch it and it makes sense, and then it feel you get the like feeling that someone's doing it to you.
That is a good feeling.
That's
I don't
what
know if
that
I
sound is.
Yep. Yeah, that's so interesting.
Hear that one more time now that I know.
Wow,
she's really digging in that scalp. I love that.
Yeah,
Hannah's
that's a healthy scalp.
All right, Kev, we're going to go to you. This is a lot of people's favorite. It's super easy. I do this all the time, even in the studio without realizing it. This is one of the best that I picked for you.
Oh, that's when you like tap on a bottle.
Yeah.
Oh.
Glass tapping.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that sounds like wind chimes. Oh, I like that.
So,
I'm glad you didn't pick either of these.
It's going into different things.
I don't like either.
Oh, it's going into different hollowness of glass.
Do you really like it, Kevin?
Yeah.
He likes it.
I love how both of the people liked it. I don't like either of those sounds, actually.
Oh, I like it.
All right. So, AB, I talk to her about my ASMR all the time. And she talks, I kind of feel like I've gotten you a little bit into it. And I know her favorite is wooden spoons. So I didn't pick that because we already know she likes the sound of like a wooden spoon going in a wooden bowl with like water and stuff in it. Sounds really cool. So I picked a different one for you that we sometimes watch a video of.
Okay. Close your eyes, AB.
Slime? Yes!
Is that what that is? Yeah.
So that's someone playing with slime, like putting their fingers and like messing around with the slime.
I'm glad you didn't pick that for me either. I don't think I like any of these.
Sounds like Pop Rocks.
Yes!
It does sound like
Pop Rocks. Awesome. Yeah. It sounds crazy when you're not looking at it. I think visual helps. Yeah, she's popping the slime.
All right, I'm going to close my eyes for me. Hannah's giggling.
So I'm personally not a fan of this one, but I feel like Brett...
I hope it's the ocean. It's the only ASMR I like.
Okay, here we go.
No.
Oh, I kind of know what that
it's
is.
It's water.
Gross.
Isn't it like toilet sinks dripping? Why did you pick this? This is not stunt cut for me.
Their mouth sounds.
Oh, no. Why did you have the ocean crashing in? That would be good.
I envision the video of just like somebody like, you can't, obviously we're on radio. They can't see
like fluttering their tongue. That's the most viewed ASMR's mouth sound.
Shut up.
Yes.
I feel like those have to be the most annoying ones as well.
Yeah. People either love it or hate it.
Like,
and I feel like people are closeted mouth sounds fans.
So people like hearing other people
eat. Yeah, this is an embarrassing one to like.
It's disgusting.
I do not like mouth sounds.
Wow. I feel like you secretly do. A little flutter.
You got a mouth sound fetish.
Water sounds was your best bet for me. I don't know what that was. But like ocean crash, like is that
That's
one?
That's not really ASMR. I mean, there's ones where people have like a glass bottle filled with water and they'll like swish it upside
that
down
would be
and
nice.
Stuff. But I feel like you like the more chaotic ones. There are certain ASMRs where people like slam on their mic super loud. People like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I listen to rainforest sounds at night. Is that considered?
Do you really?
I do. I tell Alexa to play rainforest sounds. Kind of similar to that.
Is sounds that considered like a car's about to run us over.
That's brushing against the microphone.
Really?
I don't like that.
Oh. People either
people
were either locked in on that or they
I think Kevin and Alex really got into it.
I like it.
They like it.
Give me a moment.
Brett, just stick to mouth sounds.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's
nice.
That's nice. That's a beautiful thing. It's Y98 St. Louis.
For a while there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.